House Bill 1163, an act to require social workers to include background checks and home study reports and to prohibit adoptions by persons convicted of certain crimes.
House Bill 1163 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, I want to start out by telling you up front that this bill has no unfunded mandates. There is no public expenditure in this bill. I say that because, you know, for a number of years we tried to put together a bill to do fingerprinting of people that deal with children, and it took us a long time to get a bill. We got it implemented, and we've changed it, amended it, and gotten it into shape over years, and here's another one. But this one does not cost public funds, and that's what always caused us trouble in the past. If you look at the title of this bill, it'll explain to you pretty closely what this bill is all about. This bill will require certain social workers to include background checks in home study reports and will prohibit the adoption by adoptions by persons convicted of certain crimes. In the state of South Dakota, we have certified social workers who are eligible to engage in private independent practice. We missed them when we were doing our fingerprint bills. What this bill would do would be that require that when they do a home study for adoption, they will have to see that the individuals who are the adoptors are fingerprinted to see that they don't have criminal histories. They will do that by submitting fingerprint cards to the Attorney General's office and to the FBI ultimately. Then in the last portion of this bill, we see that it says that no child may be placed for adoption with an individual who has been convicted of child abuse pursuant to Chapter 2610 or a sex offense pursuant to Chapter 2222. That's what the bill does. I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1163. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Bogue,
no.
Senator Duxbury, Senator Duxbury, Senator Everest, Everest, Senator Ketzel, Senator Ketzel. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 1, excused 3.
House Bill 1163 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.